the text this time talks a bit about obscurity. The theme through the text is that being drawn into externals without a reference to internals is what brings about obscurity. And again, this is about valuation. The more value that is placed on exteriors over interiors, the more obscure things become. And so that's just as a general principle, because we're becoming detached from interior things. And there's that lovely statement about what it means for spirits to be sleeping. So this is 5210. For spiritual sleep is a time when truths remain in obscurity. Spiritual wakefulness, when truths exist in brightness. And to the extent that truths are in one state or else in the other, spirits are awake or asleep. So, it's a common experience for us all. So being awake means being awake to interior life. Being asleep is not being awake to interior aspects of life. That a focus on externals disconnected from internals results in obscurity. So the more we're pushed into what is external without bringing interior principles to bear, we end up in obscurity. So, and how much of that is going on today, right? So, where we are pulled into a selective pile of facts that are being constructed in a particular way to present a particular argument. You know, like you're always dealing with a very small slice of the whole, and really all things exterior pale into insignificance and dust in terms of what the Lord's end in view is. And so we need to constantly go back to the word so that our perspective is maintained, and use the word for interior work, not for making exterior judgments. I mean, I know we all know this, but we fall into it all the time. So we need to be reminded.